This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't change that dial. That's right. We're doing a Flash TV Talk mini this week. Now, let me explain. Okay. No, the Flash TV Talk big main show is not going away. All right. We're still doing that. But it's kind of a crazy week for us. I'm about to be out of the country, like, in a few hours. Belle's been busy. We haven't been able to sync up schedules. So I thought, you know what? There's a couple of minis I need to record and release anyway. Might as well treat you guys to a couple of different ones. So we'll talk more about this episode in depth. We're just going to kind of merge it with next week's episode, and we'll be able to kind of talk both at the same time. So you'll be able to hear Belle's thoughts, as well as kind of some more, you know, thought out thoughts as it relates to the episode. With that being said, these minis are kind of a way to get some initial reactions, not very, you know, not fully baked theories, not fully baked thoughts, but just pure initial reactions from episodes. I've been doing them for the Halo series. I'm probably actually going to put in a spoiler free mini coming up in, I don't know, like a day or two, maybe, for Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. So look for that. But yes, right now we're talking about Deathfall. So Death Falls, the ghost of Eddie, we find out, is in fact Deathstorm. He's not actually going to be, you know, the real Eddie. He just was what we, I guess, kind of all assumed he was. But it was fun. You know, it was fun to pretend like something else was going on for like a hot second. But they cleared that up really quick. Deathstorm attacks Star Labs. You know, we got Team Flash, of course, to the rescue. They're dealing with trying to, you know, protect themselves from letting their grief continue to fuel this thing while it, you know, builds up all of the grief fuel for Caitlin. Deathstorm tells Frost that she has no grief or real emotions, and therefore she cannot be a real person. So, is she a real girl? That's been kind of the question that this episode kind of takes us on, this journey of Caitlin trying to figure out, is she even real? What is real? Is she human? What is human? Like, these are all, you know, some good existential crisis-y type things. You know, Mark is here, Chilblain shows up, just kind of reassuring her, like, hey, I sure hope you're real, because we've been dating for a while, and we kind of weird if you weren't. And so anyway, I don't mean to belittle it, y'all. Frost died. She died. She became Hellfrost. She conquered Deathstorm and she died. So how do I feel about this? I've seen that a lot of people were deeply impacted by this. This was a kind of an emotional thing. I personally, and again, this is just initial, you know, knee-jerk reactions, was disappointed, frustrated, let down to an extent. Frost is literally the lowest hanging fruit in terms of characters they could kill off the show. And unfortunately, her being introduced as a full person, as her own person, in my mind, has been a better arc. I was kind of thinking Caitlin would have actually been a better person to kill off as part of this arc, because we've spent more time with her as a character, and she also tends to have the less to do. And so on the one hand, you've been hearing me say all season long, we need more human characters. We've got too many super characters. And that's true. But this is not how I would go about doing it. Okay. This is not how I would go about doing it. I liked Frost. Frost is obviously a comic book character. I would prefer that we keep her and perhaps lose Caitlin. But this is how it happened. So we're keeping Caitlin. We're losing Frost. Caitlin no longer has Killer Frost in her storyline. And Killer Frost is no more. Yeah, I'm sorry. There's just no way I'm looking at this and I'm going to be happy about it. I wish I could, you know, I even like emotionally moved. It was hard for me to feel as emotionally moved other than just being frustrated, because again, it's a weird kind of loss here. If anything, it's more of like the loss of potential stories we could get as opposed to the loss of the character, because we haven't spent that much time with this particular character. Anyway, so yeah, that's the big emotional crux of this episode. Team Frost is going to be dealing with the loss of Frost. Did I say Team Frost? Team Flash. I guess it was kind of Team Frost here for this little mini episode here. Yeah. Barry and Iris is still weird, you know, issues. Don't know what's up with that. That continues to be the case. Deathstorm seems to be no more, so that's great. And I think that is the conclusion of this kind of arc, this storyline. We're going to get another interlude coming up here, which should be fun, you know, in the next week or so. Funeral for a Friend is the next titled episode. It makes sense. Of course, we'll be looking forward to spending some time with Team Flash as they deal with the grief. They can safely, by the way, deal with their grief, which is kind of an interesting thing. I'm guessing based on the names of some of the episodes we have coming up that we're going to be dealing more with Iris's Still Force issue. And I'm here for it. The sooner we can get through that storyline, the better. Overall, this season has actually been really solid. Like, it's had like some really, really good storylines. It's got some really good episodes. It's had some great moments throughout. But it's got some really bad stories also interwoven as well. So it's just, it's a mixed bag. And you know what? Maybe that's what The Flash in its later seasons has always been. Just a mixed bag. And that's okay. So anyway, Deathstorm was cool. He's gone. Frost was cool. She's gone. And Caitlin, still in this series. So that's it. That's my quick thoughts for this episode. Let me know what you think about Death Falls. You can tweet those in. Use the hashtag FlashTVTalk. We will share some of your thoughts. Next week, when we come at you, we'll be doing, like I said, kind of a merger. We'll be mostly talking about Funeral for a Friend. But given the title of that episode, my guess is we're going to be talking a lot about this episode as well and just kind of merge the two. So there you go. Looking forward to that conversation with Belle. Hope you enjoy this little mini. By the way, stay tuned. We got some good minis coming out. We got a Halo mini coming out soon. We've got this Multiverse of Madness mini. Might do a Moon Knight mini as well. I don't know. I kind of feel bad that we don't have a full episode this week, so I might overcompensate by trying to throw a lot of minis at y'all. But anyway, one way or the other, they're not going to take the place of the real thing. We're going to have a full panel to screen talk about Multiverse of Madness. It'll just be spoiler-free. So anyway, that's coming at you. Have a great week, everybody. Talk to y'all soon. Goodbye.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.